Some years ago, the home of an English family was discovered on fire. Everybody was out but the baby. The mother rushed into the burning building and saved the baby. For years, the mother went about the house with her hands covered to hide the unsightly scars she received in rescuing her baby from the fire. One day, the daughter came into the mother's room unexpectedly and saw her hands uncovered. They were badly torn, scarred, disfigured. The girl startled at the sight. Then the mother said, "It happened when the house was on fire and you were in your cradle. I fought my way through the flames to get you. I wrapped you up in a blanket and dropped you through the window, and someone caught you. I could not go down the stairway, so I climbed out the window. My hands were burned. I slipped and caught on the trellis work. My hands were torn. The doctor did his best for me, but my hands had been so badly torn and scarred that I have kept them covered up for years. They were torn and scarred when I rescued you from the fires." The girl took her mother's hands into her own beautiful hands, and as she looked at them, she said, "Mother, they are beautiful hands. They are beautiful hands." There are another set of hands, wounded, scarred, torn, bruised. They are the hands of a loving Savior who was wounded for you and for me. Beautiful hands. He paid the price of all our sin. Have you come to trust in Him as your Lord?